long as you're allowing your heart to be held captive by him, then worry and doubt and anxiety and fear will reign in your heart. Us to cast our care for our anxieties on the Lord and because we've been given the kingdom. Why? Because if we keep worrying, we will have crooked paths. Things will be hard for us. And why should we stop worrying? Because really worry adds nothing to our lives. And so the anxiety, the burden, the unrest, the trouble, the loneliness, the heart, the weight on the heart, the darkness, the money issues and the security, the worry and concern, whatever you eat or whatever you drink or wear or your body or your life or your food or your clothes, all of that stuff passes away. All of it passes away. All of that passes away. But the person who does the will of God, the person who does the will of God will live forever. This life is fleeting, and it's the only hell that we will ever have to live. God holds our heart in His hand. So when I say stop it this week, it's stop. It's stop worrying. It's stop fretting. It's stop fearing. It's stop thinking that you can earn the peace of God or work to get the peace of God. Let the peace of God wash over you. Let the peace of God hold you. Instead of crying so hard, that He is the Lord of your life and the Lord of your heart. Let's pray. Jesus, that was a fire hose of scripture. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of hope. There's a lot of peace. Lord, it's just a lot of great stuff that You've given us that makes us different than the rest of the world. Lord, You've transformed us. Lord, we are no longer slaves to sin. We are now slaves to righteousness. We are now in Your kingdom. We have free reign of Your kingdom, and so give us that freedom. It's not Satan's anymore, Lord. We put it down and we say, Satan, we rebuke you. You have no hold on us. You have no footing in our lives. You have no bearing on our future, Lord. We know that You have all bearing on our lives. You hold our heart. You are the one that allows us to be courageous. Because of our joy and peace, even in the midst of dark, troubling times. Lord, we love You. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear because You are our Lord. You are our God. You are our God. You are our God. Lord, we love You. Amen. There's a lot of stuff. We'll be right back. different scale. It's a sliding scale. It doesn't change the fact that they're courageous. In fact, they're more courageous if they do action within their anxiety than I am doing an action that looks courageous that requires no fear in me. I have no fear. And so, I mean, some people may be glorified because of their great courageous acts, but it's really not all that courageous because they don't fear it at all. Whereas somebody who maybe has thought of it struggle with travel or whatever, and but you still travel, that's far more courageous, I would think, than the other. So, yeah. Is saying, I put my faith in Christ. I'm putting my faith in Jesus.